Chodesh Halvav this year, it's Or L'Chof Tes Elul. Everybody's home doing tshuva the last day of the year, which is why if you hear an echo on the MP3, it's so empty here. Okay, now we don't want to learn that much because we're not going to be learning again until Monday night. That's where we should make tshuva. So I can't learn that much. But we're going to learn, we're in the middle of Perek Revi, if you want to call it the middle. And we're learning the components of tshuva, and he's going to be ma'arich in the components of tshuva and perek hamishi. And we'll start from the top of page Reish Chof Aleph, where again the Chayvus Halvavus's components are charota, aziva, stopping it, because that doesn't necessarily happen. You could have charota and you don't stop doing it because you feel compelled to do it. And then you wake up every morning, the drunk wakes up and he's sorry about last night. Or the gambler, you know, is always sorry about last night, and then he just does it again. Or whatever addiction a person has, or I don't mean addiction in the sense of illness, that's a cop-out. I mean addiction in the sense that you're addicted to Yetzirah. And you just can't, you know. So that's not poshut, so you stop. And number three is to say vidui, and according to the Ibn Tibbon translation, it's to say vidui and to ask for mechila, and to daven for mechila, but you know, daven means you're talking to Hashem and you're asking for mechila. That's number three.
Vidui means
you confess that you did this thing, and you don't give an excuse when you're confessing. You say, I was wrong. Not just, I'm sorry. But I was wrong. I'm sorry I was wrong. Not just I'm sorry. A lot of times a husband will tell his wife, I'm sorry. And his tone of voice and body language means that you are crazy. But I'm sorry because we have some practical... I got to live in this house, so I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you're crazy.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you're upset.
I'm sorry you're upset. I'm sorry I didn't put away the dishes, even though it's your job. I'm sorry, you know, that's what I'm sorry, just I'm sorry means. But he means that I'm sorry when you say vidui, it's chatasi avisi pashati. It's I'm sorry I was wrong. Yeah, that's what I'm saying in English. You say I'm sorry, it's not enough. You'll be sorry it happened. You know, you're sorry that we're fighting. It's not a good thing. I'm so sorry. Vidui is I'm sorry, I was wrong. You take the blame.
These things have to be verbalized.
That's the whole point. That's mamish the point of vidui. It's called kaparas devarim in the Gemara. It's called dibur devarim. You learn it out either from kechui mochem devarim or other psukim. It's mamish has to be verbalized.
Charata also has to be verbalized. Charata also has to be verbalized.
Stamanat. Except, I'm not, you have to look at the Rambam. The Rambam that might be that all of these things are components of vidui. But the Chavis HaLovas doesn't set it up that way. He has them as components of tshuva. Bakoshes Mechila.
It seems to encompass.
That's the way the Ibn Tibbon translates it. I'm not sure.
One says Chatasi. That. It's not English, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Chatasi is I was wrong.
Yeah, that's why.
It's
that's
included
vidui.
In that word.
Yeah, when we say the word, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I maybe don't even have to say I'm sorry. Maybe I'm sorry is the charata component, is I regret having done it. Right? But I'm explaining why charata is not enough. Charata, and you have to stop, and you have to say that, you have to admit that chatasi. And according to Ibn Tibbon, part of that is asking to be forgiven. Now that, you know, again, that's like, I don't know, chiddush. I guess, you know, if someone would say, why is it important to verbalize the vidui? So you say, okay. So the pashtus, I mean, Rav Soloveitcher talks about this also. They translated it into English, Al Hatshuva, it's called On Repentance. It's an old book, it's not like the latest crop of his Shirim translated. This is an old book by someone, Peli, P-E-L-I, called On Repentance. It's Al Hatshuva. Anyway, like one mahalach in repentance is that is the starkness of it. Like, you know, you verbalize it and it's like it confronts you. When you verbalize something, it confronts you. In your mind, there's always an edge of rationalization that it wasn't really your fault. The other guy's fault. The Nochash's fault. Chava's fault. It was everybody's fault but your own. And when you have to stand up and say, you know, Chatasi, like you're stripped naked, like you have no defenses. You know, you throw yourself upon the mercy of the court. But that's part of Vidui. That's part of Vidui. Maybe that's the purpose of Vidui. In other words, not the way I think it's usually assumed that the purpose of Vidui is to face the fact that you did an Aveira. Maybe the purpose is the Bakashas Mechila, which is only going to be there if you said Chatasi. So maybe that's the real point, that because maybe the else the Vidui, I don't know what to say. I'm just suggesting, because they don't really necessarily lock in together. I don't know, we don't know the original Arabic. It's not in the... Kapach doesn't have it. He just has his vados. Okay, so we'll start with the top of Reish Chafalov, which is the fourth thing, fourth component, which doesn't necessarily follow automatically. Just because you stop doing it and you have regret, doesn't mean you're not going to do it again. You know, you stop for the moment, but what's going to be tomorrow? So, Avala Kabbalah, so you have to be determined. Shalo Yachzor, Hiyochocha, Al Yidiyoso, Esroa, Masha Osa, Vachomar, Masha Hera. Right, the Chavis Halovis gives us his insight into like which emotional button, or maybe it's intellectual button, is pushed by each of the components. So by Harata, he said, that shows you that he was wrong. I guess he was wrong. And he did a bad thing. He did an evil thing. It was bad. It was wrong. Not like, you know, you rationalize, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe it's not really muktza. Maybe, you probably allowed to do this on Yom Tov Sheni. I did it with a shino yishtiko. I closed my eyes when I did it. Shino. I'm making fun. So he says the emotional button of Harata. I should really say this myself. Shuvah drasha is a great drasha. Hey, they should ban Shabbos Shuvah drashas on the Shabbos following 2 days Rosh Hashanah. I talked to Rav Kornfeld today. We have to ban it. Except it's not happening for another 20 something years. They should make it during the week. First of all, it's tough on the rabbi. It's very tough. And the congregants are really, you know, they heard enough speeches already. They're not so interested anymore. And you have a whole week till Yom Kippur. You have a whole week of a service to make Shuvah and Yom Kippur. So it's bad placement for the Shabbos Shuvah drasha. Let's assume for a moment, big assumption, but let's assume for a moment the Shabbos Shuvah drasha moves two or three people who are sitting there. Let's assume. But you can be sure that by the, you have the whole week now, a regular work week, the service from Yeshuva, and then Shabbos is Yom Kippur. You know, the Shlomo of Shabbos is in the middle of a service from Yeshuva, you have like a fighting chance. But this way it's tough, and it's tough on the rabbi. I spoke to Rav Kornfeld. He said, Rav Kornfeld says, I'd rather get everything all over with.
Get another guest speaker for Rosh Hashanah, and then you hit Shabbos, so you don't have to do work.
But it's still... You mean that it's on me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm having someone come in Friday night. There's no Lechun Arananos. We have like a half hour Friday night in Mincha and Meir. So I have someone coming and speaking then. That's Friday night. It's like just stopgap, you know, just to fill the time. But it is tough. It's tough on the people, and it doesn't really, you know, you're just coming off of a Rosh Hashanah. Okay, what can you do? That's the calendar. It's all Matt's fault. He makes the calendar. But it's not happening again. I think I and Torah Tidbits, one of these last few weeks, like the next time it's going to happen. It's the last time we're changing the clock so early.
Is it changing most of Shabbos?
Yes.
First time ever we're killed. I don't understand. fighting with him.
No, he's right, but it's starting next year. Unless he's right, and every calendar and every radio and every Google search and everything else is wrong. Maybe Rabbi Gil's right. You know, you can't be sure with Rabbi Gil. Rabbi Gil's like, where did he get his information from? No, I understand why you think so, because they changed the law. It's starting next year.
When did it change?
October. Goyish. No more before
Yom
Kippur.
Every year.
Whatever it is.
That's what
next year it's going to come out, but it's a Motzei Shabbos. I think they're always going to do Motzei Shabbos.
He says that October 15th.
That could be. Next year it's going to come out Motzei Shabbos of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. I looked at the calendar already. It's going to come out smack in the middle of Sukkos.
See, he's a year off. He wrote Chol HaMoed Sukkos. October 15th. Can't be.
October 15th. Let's see.
That's gonna
October
be
1st is Shabbos. All right, so that's October 15th is going to be Chol HaMoed Sukkos. October 15th will be Chol HaMoed Sukkos. No, even Lashitos, everybody else, it's October. He's wrong. Anyway, who cares?
This year, October 15th will be
Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Chol HaMoed Sukkos is right, but he's wrong. Avala Kabbalah, I happen to detest daylight savings time. That's a different story. Avala Kabbalah Shlo Yachzor, so he has each emotional button. So Charata is that he's wrong, and Aziva Sachet is that he believes in Schar Va'onesh, if you remember, and Vidui was Kenia, that he a bittel to the Eibishter, and now he has like the emotional background of the button. Well, like what button are you pushing by each component? Aval Kabbalah Shlo Yachzor is Halchacha on how bad it is. Halchacha the also. Just how bad it is that you violated Hashem's will. This is not Dvarim Shel Mabakach. It's not like you forgot your wife's anniversary, which is bad enough. Like violating Hashem's will is heavy. And it's very interesting to Chaim about all this. We're not really learning it in depth. Although we're learning it in depth, but depth would be, well, why couldn't you say that Kabbalah Shelo Yachzor is a sign of Bittel? And it's an or, why can't you say Kabbalah Shel Yachzor is a sign of belief in Schar Va'onesh? Like, why can't you mix and match? What makes him so sure that each, so you have to delve into it and see how he understood each one, and that's why this is its button. This is why this is the Fruma button that it's evoking.
Don't have these four, right?
It's usually they have it as three, but they sort of combine. They all have this four in one form or the other.
No, but that's my point, is that you can mix and match, because most others seem to.
That's another thing, that he holds their four distinct points.
Right, that's what I'm saying, others hold it's really three.
That doesn't mean
it
you can...
all the same concept.
We know you can mix and match it with your mouth. Which he holds conceptually, this is talk of this. Avala Kabbalah Shel Yachzor hi hechacha d'diyoso umroa mashoso v'chomi mashera. V'lo v'oimirim ovel po'alti lo osif. If indeed I did something deeply wrong, so then I will stop doing it forever. I will be determined never to do it again. V'omar ashur lo yoshienu. This is God in the Haftorah of Shabbat Shula. Ashur lo yoshienu asus lo nirkov. Lo nomor oda lo kenu l'masi yodenu. V'omar b'hepcho. And it's the contrast, which everybody says, will a leopard change its spots? If that'll happen first, to change your ways. He again compares it to the human behavior, which means that the human behavior was dafka DNA'd by Hashem to reflect lessons legabe Hashem, vis-a-vis Hashem. That's what I mean. They're not bringing a riot from people. Who cares about people? People are stupid most of the time. So it means that this is something that humans do, and he's telling us, you should know, humans do it because Hashem wants them to do it that way. Chmo near me bnei adam kasher mi sheyeiro lachaveru makabel alatru shol yachzul v'horlo umar shumascharet. You show that you're sorry, but older then you stop. Umizvade, and in addition, you have said, I want you to know I will never, ever do this again. I am determined that this will never happen again. So now, again, this is like the culmination of all four, because he says, Sibos lichosolo, which was already at number one, Charota, Vasoras Charono Mimenu, and he's not even upset at him anymore, and that was also included in, the, like this does Mechila, and this does he's not upset at him anymore, and this does he's Mamish, he doesn't have any bad feelings whatsoever. The silica onish me all of it. It's certainly not going to punish him. Hashem is kapsim, b'shovel Hashem, arba hagaderos halolu b'tnoehem, shenavorim l'kamon. He's going to elaborate on each of these four things in the very next parak. He's going to break each of the four things into five parts. Each of the four components he's going to break into five, which equals... Everybody, anybody up? Which equals how many things altogether? 20, right. Yimchal Hashem v'yavarolov. Say, he'll have the same dynamic vis-a-vis Hashem. V'moyo avon kam kamo shenemar bo lo yinake. Uh-oh, let's say you did something which the Torah said lo yinake. V'gayin shvua shav, v'eshes ish. Meikav Hashem esoncho bo lo mazeh. You still gain on the deal. Certainly... Hashem is Mekel and your owners by the Mazeh, Mishalom Loitoy by the Mabah, Benichla Bukhala Tzadikim, Ka'amr of Lutzian Goel, Lushove Pesha Biakum Num Hashem, Yomarim Toshiv, Ashiv Chalafonai Tamod, Ba'amarim Toshiv Yisrael Num Hashem Elai Toshiv. We don't delve into the Psukim. Another thing we could really spend time on, delving into the Psukim, showing how it brings out the point he's trying to make. He's trying to make the point that it's beneficial. Even in Averus, where it says his point in this whole paragraph, in his comparison at least to human behavior, is that you'll attain Slichol Mechila. And now he's saying, you know, there are things which you will not attain Slichol Mechila. You can't tell yourself, lo yinake. You know, you can't knock it off. Not with regular tshuva. You know, there's an intense tshuva that works even on those things. That's, maybe he'll talk about it, maybe he won't, I don't know. But his point is, it'll be Mekel in your chet. It'll be Mekel in your Einish. And you're happy. That's certainly a worthwhile thing, also. Okay, stop here. The next. The pashtus is we're not learning Sunday night.